It's I Hate Winter Weekend for the Wolves of NSU this weekend as they bring in the defending D2 national champs, sixth-ranked team in all the land, plus Winona State on Saturday. And we're rolling out another installment of Pack Chat. And today we're pleased to be joined by the sophomore from Mapleton, North Dakota, Dakonte Smith. Thanks for popping in today, D. I appreciate it.
Hey, how are you doing?
Just living the dream. Yourself?
I'm good. Living the dream as well, I guess.
That's what I like to hear. It's my favorite expression to use. Paula Kruger always uses it all the time. She always says living the dream, so it's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, I agree.
All right, let's rock and roll here. So we got I Hate Winter Weekend. What's the best part about this weekend in your eyes?
I would say just like the atmosphere of people, the fans, the community coming in, and then like all the students being back on campus and flooding the sidelines.
Yeah, I mean, last year, your freshman year, first time experiencing I Hate Winter, what was that like for you?
I was not expecting what was given, I guess. I knew like it was a big thing, I just didn't think it was that big. And just seeing like a lot of people here and like alumni and the community and even the fans come, like the student section coming in, that was like really overwhelming, but it was really fun. So
last year was the Duluth game, right?
Yes, so that was really big for us.
Yeah, the Morgan Fiedler three, beating those guys in overtime. If you guys go 2-0 this weekend, do you jump in the hot tub or like cannonball or something like that?
I have no idea. I don't know. Maybe
something to think about.
Yeah.
So big win for you guys on Saturday against USF. How big of a win was that for you guys? Kind of felt like that was a nice rebound from the Friday night.
Totally a rebound from Friday night after losing to SMSU. It was a tough game, and you know, Bree Stokesman went off on us. Just having them on Friday and like USF on Saturday was just like, okay, it's, you know, not the end of the world. It's not like we went 0-2, so
it was a nice win for sure, and it kind of felt like you guys battled through some tough calls. Certainly, how do you guys not let that affect the way you play? Because sometimes if you have some calls that go a certain way, you know, sometimes a team can fold. You guys did not at all. You kind of went the exact opposite way. Does coach talk about that sort of thing? Like, hey, we got to bond together rather than worry about those guys.
Before, we probably would have folded in the pressure. Coach PK just telling us she'll take care of that and we just keep playing has been like a big thing this like last year. Her making sure that we just play our game and she worries about the rest.
In the preseason, you guys are sitting in the number two spot there. Did that affect the way you guys started off the season to a certain degree with too much, not too much expectations, but with very high expectations or not so much?
We knew coming in we'd be really good, and I still think we're really good.
Mm-hmm.
It's just being ranked, in my opinion. Like, this conference is so unpredictable, so, like, you just don't know, like, one game someone on the other team is going to go off and we're going to lose. So, like, I personally don't see rankings because anything can happen.
Yeah, for sure. So, Central Cass High School.
Yeah.
The Squirrels, huh?
Go Squirrels.
Yeah. How do you like that? That's kind of interesting moniker. You don't see the Squirrels very often, huh?
I think it's very unique, actually. So
I love it. I personally love it. I think it's fantastic. So, you also played volleyball and track and field there. What did you do for track and field?
I ran the sprints, the short sprints, 100. 200, and then I ran the 400 occasionally. I ran the 4x1, 4x2, and 4x4, and then I also long jumped. So
nice.
I had a lot of things on my plate there.
Yeah, no kidding. Did you ever think about doing anything like that at Northern State as well? A little dual sport athlete?
No.
How come?
Because I don't know. Just it was time to hang up the spikes, I guess.
Gotcha. Okay. So you also played volleyball. What position did you play in volleyball?
I was middle. And middle blocker, and I played my senior year, I played all the way around, so I played in the back row as well.
You don't see a whole lot of 5'8 middles.
Well, if you didn't know, I have some bounce to me.
You got some ups, yeah.
So, yeah.
All right, that's fair. That's a good point.
Yeah.
So, state champion as well, your senior year of high school, how cool was that?
That was awesome, because I didn't think I was going to play my senior year, or, you know, honestly, ever, because I had figured out that I had a heart deficiency.
Oh.
So just coming, being able to come back and then playing with my teammates for one more time was like really fun. You know, finishing it on a high note was very fun. And then bringing back our school, our first ever state championship, was just like a dream come true. Just going to state was fun. Just kept, when we kept just winning and winning, I was like, wow, like this is actually like,
this is happening.
Yeah. So it was just really awesome, and being able to win and stuff. I think about it sometimes. I'm like, this is so surreal. Like, I didn't think that was real, but I'm not in high school anymore, so I feel like I should just shut the yearbook.
Hey,
so.
You know what? It's quite the accomplishment. You'll be thinking about that when you're in your 80s and 90s. It's a really, really cool
really
deal.
Fun, yeah.
Heart deficiency. What happened there?
I was born with asthma, and I've always just had to go to the doctors all the time to get my weekly checkups.
Sure.
And I went in this one specific time, and they found out that I had really high blood pressures coming, like, in all the time. And so then she somehow was just like, you know, we're going to just, like, test your heart and see, like, what's going on with you and stuff. So I had, like, an ultrasound on my heart, and they found out that, like, half of my heart was, like, thicker than the other half.
But you're good now, right?
I mean, sort of. Yeah.
Well, it hasn't stopped you from playing Division II college basketball.
No, it hasn't. It's just, like, a little minor thing, I guess. They think it's just because, like, my high blood pressure, that's why it's happened, but they think I'm fine to play, so it's good enough.
So when people are like, you know, D, you just got a really big heart. It's true.
Yeah, it is.
Dad jokes, you know? It all works out. So why did you choose Northern State? Why not somewhere else?
Chose Northern because when I came on campus, I really liked campus, and I was vibing with the coach, so I liked it, so I just decided to come here.
Were there other schools that recruited you pretty heavily or not so much?
I'd say so, but, like, I just didn't know at the time what I wanted, but just having to be here with Coach and her acceptance was just very core to me coming here.
All right, right on. There you go. So sophomore year here, obviously, how have you seemed to improve your game from freshman year to right now?
I'd say I improved a lot on, like, my mid-range for sure has been really big to me.
Mm-hmm.
I think being able to work on that and my footwork on that has just been, was my big, like, training, I would say, for this coming season. And I'd say I think I've also defensively I've made big improvements as well. So
yeah, no doubt about it. Does the game kind of slow down your second year? People say that all the time. Freshman year, the game is so fast, feels like, and then sophomore year, the game kind of slows down. Is that fair or not so much?
Personally, I don't think there is a difference.
You're not buying it?
No.
All right, that's fair enough. Number five, is that just a random number or lucky number five, or what's the deal there?
Well, I was always number 23 since my freshman year of high school.
Okay.
And then I came here and there wasn't my jersey number, so I couldn't have it, so I just chose number five.
Elena. Mm-hmm. Did you ever say, hey, you know, you need to give me that number instead?
No, because five has actually, like, warmed up to me, so...
Five looks good on you.
Yeah.
Certainly works out.
Agreed.
So PK always talks about if you ever mess something up, you do the three claps. Is that true? Or is that something that maybe she just noticed about you that you don't even notice about yourself?
I don't even think I notice. I don't know. If I mess up, I usually hit, like, my thigh, like, three times. And I don't know. Like, I just do random stuff, so I'm not sure.
Okay. Maybe it's kind of subconscious or something.
Yeah, maybe. I'm not sure. Maybe I'll watch a game.
These are things that coaches know about players that they don't even know they're doing themselves.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, interesting. All right. So how do you like her as a head coach?
She's a great coach. She's really passionate about the game and about her players. That's just what a good coach should always have. And she just is very passionate about, like, all of us. Like, she loves all of us, and she tells us every day. I think that's why she's a good coach.
Why did you ultimately choose basketball rather than track and field or volleyball or something else?
Great question. I didn't really do sports until, like, middle school, I'd say. Like, I didn't join the track team until, like, 7th grade. And volleyball, I didn't play until freshman year of high school.
Were you just a big nerd beforehand or what?
No, I just didn't. My thing was, I was just always outside. Like, yeah. I always tell people, like, I literally used to play football with the dudes. Like, was just always outside. I never thought, like, oh, maybe I should do a sport. Like, I think I did gymnastics for a little bit, and I was really chunky, so it did not fit my character. But I started playing basketball really seriously middle school. I just, like, did it because, like, everyone else was doing it.
Sure.
And then I was like, you know, wait, maybe I'm actually good. And people would tell me, so then I'd be like, yeah, I like this. But I chose basketball over track, volleyball, because it was just, like, how I could just, I feel like I could express myself more when I'm playing, like, all, like, the hustle plays and, like, the rebounding. Like, I could express myself and show, like, how, like, what type of person I am doing all those things. So
yeah, right on. Right there with you. Favorite memory at Northern State so far? Could be on the floor, could be off the floor, could be in the dorms, in the classroom, maybe Hawaii. What's your favorite memory so far at NSU in the first year and a half here?
I'd say Hawaii. That was really fun.
What was the best part about the Hawaii trip?
Just being there for a week?
Yeah.
Being there for a couple of days and just being able to see how people in Hawaii live was just really fun to me. Because we could just you could just see people walking in swimsuits everywhere.
Sure.
And I just really this is actually so fun. I think I could live here.
Yeah, no kidding. So it's all the basketball questions I got for you. So you were born 3 pounds.
Yes, I was.
That's pretty crazy, huh?
Yeah. So my mom was pregnant with me traveling from Liberia. So
okay.
She thinks that's probably why that I was so tiny, considering she did just had come from a third world country. So
so are you first generation American then?
I am. Yes.
Okay, cool.
So her being in that stress of everything, that's probably why I was born so early. So
wow. So you were born very early then?
I was born 3 months early.
Oh, two wow.
months early. Or something like that. I don't know.
Sure.
Yeah.
Wow, that's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But clearly has no effect on who you are now.
I guess not.
Yeah, my daughter was born 7 pounds, I think. 7 pounds? 7 pounds, 2 ounces, something like that.
Wow.
So double the size of you.
Yeah.
She's in the 98th percentile in height, by the way.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Probably going to be a basketball player,
yeah.
I think. We'll see.
Yeah.
Major, what you got?
Sports marketing currently.
What do you want to do with that?
Well, I really want to be a broadcaster.
Okay.
I think that'd be really fun.
We'll put this on your reel.
Okay. Well, I'm down. I don't know. I like to be in front of the camera, I guess, and I just like to see all that stuff.
You thinking analyst, play-by-play, sideline? What are you thinking?
I think I could probably do sideline, or even play-by-play. I'd probably get too intense and say some things.
Well, if and when you ever foul out of a game, just come on over to the booth and we'll toss a headset on you.
Why not?
Yeah, for it. I like that. Okay. New Year's resolutions. You got anything?
No, I do not. I kind of just go day by day. I don't know. I don't really have much.
Yeah, that's all right.
Yeah.
Favorite movie of all time?
My favorite movie is Coming to America by Eddie Murphy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've never seen that whole movie, but I know a couple clips of it. And
what?
The clips that I do know, I can't say on the air because,
Oh my gosh.
FCC.
Yeah, I've watched that movie so many times. I think I know word by word everything.
Yeah.
And fun fact, my brother is actually named Akeem. So
okay.
It's so, I don't know. I just love it so much.
Yeah, you got a big family. What, 7 brothers and sisters, right?
I have 6 brothers and
yeah, so
sister.
You're one of 7.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
You knew what else. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Very cool. All right. Describe your perfect first date.
My perfect first date would probably be some surprise, put something nice on and I'm coming to get you. Something like that. I don't know.
What?
You said perfect first date.
Yeah.
A surprise. And just be hey, get something nice on. I'm coming to get you.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah. And then a nice dinner place, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah. Okay. Keeping it simple. Makes sense. What are you currently binge watching right now? On Netflix or Hulu or some other streaming platform? What are you watching?
The Chi. It's on Prime Video.
What is that?
It's just about it's a lot of drugs and stuff.
The Chi.
Yeah. It's Chicago.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, lots of drugs.
Gotcha.
And killing.
You like it?
I do. It's my second time watching it. So.
Second time. Okay. Yeah. Gotcha. Interesting. So not quite One Tree Hill.
No.
All right. Cool. Fair enough. Describe the color yellow to somebody who is colorblind.
Bright. Beautiful. Shiny. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'll work. Do you believe in UFOs?
I do not.
How come? Why not?
What is there to believe about it?
Aliens and the fact that people see flying objects in the sky, you're just nah, it's not a real thing.
No.
Not buying it?
No.
Why not?
That's just not real to me. I don't know. It sounds made up.
So aliens are out. You're not a believer?
No. I just don't think... I think that some of that stuff is shown as just for attention.
Okay.
America's we saw aliens. No, you didn't. You just want people to.
So you're thinking big governmental psyop here or something?
Yeah,
or?
I think so.
Okay, interesting. On a scale of 1 to 10, how goofy are you? 10 being the most goofy person in the world and 1 being you're just a lame-o.
I'd say I'm an 8.
8?
7. 7.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, let's be humble here.
Somewhere towards the back half there. Okay.
Yeah.
What's your favorite word?
Bruh.
What is the deal with all of the girls on the team, or women, calling each other bro? Can you explain that to me? I don't get that.
Well, I mean, I don't call anyone bro, but like...
Or bruh.
I just say, like, if you told me something I don't want to hear, yeah. I'm like, bruh.
Yeah.
Or, like, you can just say it anytime, like, yo, what's up, bruh? Like,
yeah. There's some good memes on social media about bruh.
Yeah, it's a good word.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. What fires you up? What makes you angry?
Are you, like, talking about pet peeves? Or, yeah. Like, ugh, I hate loud chewers so bad.
Got some loud chewers on this team or what?
No, I'm not trying to flame people. I don't think so, because I usually have my headphones in. But if you're like, ugh, that just no.
Gives you the ick.
Yeah, I don't know. I hate feet, so like I hate when people put their feet on me. I think it's really disgusting.
You know what? My wife, same thing. Yeah. Every time I kick my feet up on the couch and I kind of put them on her thighs, she's like, get those things away from me.
Yeah, it's really gross.
Yeah. There's something about feet. People don't like feet.
Yeah.
Well, then you get the other people that are like really into feet, which is really strange.
Yeah, I also just, I don't know. I just don't like people who are negative all the time.
Sure.
Like, you know, there's like a fine line where you can, you know, be like, oh, bro, I hate this.
Yeah.
But if you're just negative all the time, like, get away from me.
Yeah, that energy, you don't want to be around that.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally get that. Valentine's Day coming up next month. Any Valentines for you or not yet?
I don't think anyone deserves chocolates that much.
Okay, fair enough. Any phobias? You got any phobias?
Yeah, feet phobia.
Feet phobia. Okay, yeah. Gotcha. If you had a time machine, what era would you go to and why? Would you go in the past? Would you go in the future? Where are you going?
Question. I want to be in the 90s. Like, I just think that that's my era of life. I should be there.
Do you dress like in the 90s?
I don't, but I just like, I like old music. I like 90s music. Like, I listen to some Tupac sometimes. Who else do I listen to? I don't know. A lot of people from the 90s. So I enjoy them.
90s gal. Totally get that. I'm a 90s guy. I was born in 1990. It's a great time to be alive.
See, perfect.
Absolutely. When I say that's a waste of money, what do you think of?
Okay, I know I have a Stanley Cup. When people have like 2, 3, 4, 5, that's a waste of money. Like, get that out of here. Like, why do you have that many cups when you're just going to use one of anyway?
What's the deal with the Stanley Cup? I think I asked this to Morgan Fiedler last year.
I've used mine one time, actually. I bought it off Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I didn't buy it, but... And I've probably used it a handful of times. Like, I thought I would because it keeps my water cold, but...
Sure.
I still end up using the water bottles anyway. Yeah.
That's what I'm using. Keeping it simple, for sure. Yeah. Why are pants with rips and tears in them considered fashionable?
I guess it just depends how you dress it up. You're wearing it... Let's say you're just wearing it to wear it and you look like a bum. No. But if you're like, you know, if you can put it on, you know, look nice, then I guess it is fashionable. I don't know.
You got a lot of pants with rips and tears in them or no?
I actually don't. I have like maybe 2 pairs. My mom doesn't really like that stuff, so.
Gotcha. Yeah, I'm not a big jeans guy in general, so that's out for me. Yeah. Who wins in a game of horse? You or me?
Me, for sure.
Really? Feel comfortable and confident about that?
Actually, I probably would just let you win. I'm not going to lie.
That's very sweet of you.
Yeah.
I appreciate that. You know what? My jumper needs probably a little bit of work. Back in the day, it was okay. Nowadays, not great.
Yeah, it's all right. Mine sometimes says too, but it's fine. So I probably, you'd win.
You know what? That's very sweet of you to let me win.
Yeah.
Any hidden talents? What's up your sleeve?
I can juggle. I think that's my hidden talent.
Conspiracy theorist? Or not so much? It sounds like not at all.
I still think Michael Jackson's alive.
Okay. Could be, maybe.
There's like this new one of like, if you don't like, I saw it on TikTok. It's like, if you don't think Beyonce, like you're gonzo.
If you don't like her, you're...
I just seen so many things of, like, all this stuff and, like, how, like, Michael Jackson's been trying to tell us Diddy's a creep for years, but no one's listening. So, I think those things are actually real. So,
maybe a little bit of a conspiracy theorist. Okay. Yeah. If you were a t-shirt, what color would it be and what would it say on there?
It'd be pink and it'd say, hi, I'm DeConte. I love hugs.
I thought it'd just be... something just saying bruh. Bruh, period.
No.
Hi, I'm DeConte and I love hugs.
Yeah.
Good. I like that. All right. Next up, I got a segment called This or That. Dogs or cats?
Dogs.
Tattoos or piercings?
That's a hard one. I'd say tattoos.
How's that nose ring working out for you?
I had to let her close.
Really?
Yeah.
What happened there?
It wouldn't go back in, and I don't know why. So, well, womp womp.
Did you just take it out before the game against SMSU last week? Yeah. And just, what happened?
It just didn't want to go back in, so I gave up.
A lot of blood, huh?
Yeah, there was a lot of blood.
Yikes. Mm-hmm. Well, are you going to open it back up at some point, or that's it? Ship has sailed.
Maybe. Maybe if I just can't, if I don't have to take it out and I can just, like, cover it or something.
Because you can't play with it in, right?
I guess not. I don't see the issue because it's not hurting anyone.
Was this the first time this last weekend that you're told you got to take it out or what?
No, I've always taken it out. It's just this one time, I guess, I just didn't want to go back in. So.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll cross that bridge when we get there if you want to put that back in at some point.
Right.
Thanksgiving football or Christmas Day basketball?
Honestly, I don't watch any of those, but I'd say Thanksgiving football.
Okay. Cheeseburgers or an endless salad bar?
Cheeseburgers.
Snow on Christmas Day or sunshine in July?
Sunshine in July.
Game-winning shot or a game-winning blocked shot?
Ooh, blocked shot.
I'm glad you said that. I felt like you were going to say that.
Yeah.
Offensive shootout or a low-scoring defensive struggle?
Ooh, offensive shootout.
Mascara or lipstick?
Lipstick.
Purse or a handbag?
Purse.
Flip-flops or gym shoes?
Flip-flops.
Louis Vuitton or Coach?
Louis Vuitton.
Fair or a theme park?
I don't like rides. Theme park has more food, probably.
There you go. I'm not a big... I feel like fairs would have more.
You think so?
I think so.
Okay, I changed my answer.
Going to fair?
Yeah.
Jeans or sweatpants?
Sweatpants.
Car, truck, or an SUV?
Car.
What are you driving?
Honda Sonata.
Okay. Smile or duck face?
Duck face.
Turn signal or no turn signal when you're driving?
I use my turn signal.
Good for you. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Valentine's Day or New Year's Eve?
New Year's Eve.
Okay. French vanilla or hazelnut?
French vanilla.
You a big coffee fan?
Not really. Maybe I'll drink it. I used to work at a coffee shop, and I didn't really like the smell of the coffee grounds.
Yeah, not a good place to work if you don't like that.
No.
Chocolate or vanilla?
Chocolate.
Save or spend?
Spend.
Is it called pop or soda?
Soda.
All the girls so far have said pop.
It's soda pop.
Soda pop. Puppies or kittens?
Puppies.
Favorite brand of shoe? What do you wear?
I have a lot of shoes.
Uh-huh.
I'd say like my most comfortable shoe currently is my Nike Vomeros. Yeah, Nikes.
Okay, celebrity crush? Got a celebrity crush out there?
Michael B. Jordan.
Okay, gotcha. Final segment, word association. I'll say a word or a phrase, and whatever comes to your mind, you just come right out and say it. Could be a sentence back or a full word back. You know, whatever comes to your mind, okay?
Okay.
North Dakota.
Awesome.
South Dakota.
Boring.
The Midwest.
Boring.
Aberdeen.
Boring.
Northern State University.
Cool. I don't know.
Nap time.
The best time of the day.
You big napper?
Yes.
Like every day we're talking?
No. I wish I was, but no.
Okay. Central Cass High School.
The place to be.
Basketball.
Fun.
Volleyball.
Excitement.
Track and field.
Running.
So in volleyball, were you also like screaming after every point? Because the girls always scream after every point.
Yeah, because I think, yeah, we did. But like, I think all the points that we would get were just so like extravagant.
Sure, sure.
So like, it was just like fun to like, oh my gosh, like.
A little extra hype.
Yeah.
I get that. Deep fried food.
Ew.
Not a fan, huh?
It's just, you know, thinking it up that way, it sounds gross.
Jimmy John's.
Nah.
I'm right there with you.
It's okay.
It's fine. It's
like,
okay.
It's not like an everyday thing.
Okay. Brown County Fair. Have you been?
Nah. It's okay.
Not a fan, huh?
Nah.
How come? Because you're usually working?
No, we never worked it. I only went one time. But that was, okay, actually the one time I did go was fun. But like, the other like people they have don't seem very fun to me. Like, they had Little John, so that was fun when I went.
Oh, you're talking like the concerts and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, I gotcha. Super Bowl.
It was on my birthday one time. Yeah.
Who are you rooting for the rest of the way?
I don't really pay attention, but I think the Eagles.
Okay. Boneless or bone in?
Bone in. Boneless is literally just nuggets.
Who cares? Tastes good.
Okay.
Bruh.
Yeah.
Three-pointer.
It's just another point.
I hate winter weekend.
I hope it's fun.
Outer space.
Is it real?
Oh, come on. Of course it's of course it's real. Is it real? Child, please. Tuna fish.
You.
Not a fan, huh?
No.
Barnett Center.
Exciting.
TikTok.
If it deletes again, I think I might cry.
Hip-hop music.
I like it.
Country music.
Boo.
Rock and roll.
Not a fan.
Jazz.
I think I could rock with some jazz.
Okay. Chicken wings.
They're okay.
Ranch, blue cheese, anything like that?
Ranch.
Ranch, yeah. You're officially a South... Well, you're from North Dakota, so they probably use a lot of ranch up there too, right?
I don't know.
I'm a blue cheese guy personally, but, you know, teach their own. Rihanna Phillippe.
Rio.
Elena Beneke.
A.B.
Madeline Bragg.
Mads.
Riley Schultz.
Bry.
Morgan Fiedler.
Moog.
Moog? Interesting. Okay. Michaela Jewett.
Unk.
Izzy Moore.
Isabella.
Taylor Tool.
TT.
Josh Lees.
Josh.
Katie Burke.
KB.
Paula Kruger.
PK.
Keeping it simple, huh?
Yeah.
Your family.
Interesting.
So how old are you? Where do you rank in the pecking order between your siblings? Are you the oldest, youngest?
The second youngest.
What's that like?
Yeah, I feel like it's cool. I don't know. My older siblings are like older, so like they just, I'm basically their child.
Okay. What do they do?
My sibling that's 4 years older than me, he's in the master's program at, I don't really know, but
you don't know what school he goes to?
Well, it's like an online thing, so okay. I don't know. So he lives in the cities, and then my brother Akeem lives out in Fargo.
Okay.
Jerry's married and lives in Minneapolis.
Okay.
Kelvin's also married but lives in Fargo. Princess is also in the master's program at University of Jamestown Online.
Mm-hmm.
And my brother Junior, I haven't seen him for a long time, but he's fine, so yeah.
Big family. I mean, I had two older brothers, that's it.
Must be nice.
Yeah, it was okay. You know, when I was younger, it was pretty tough.
Yeah.
A lot of beatings.
Same. My brothers...
Toughens you up.
Jerry used to, like, fart underneath the blanket and stop my taste in it all the time.
So. Ah, the old Dutch oven.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not ideal.
Yeah.
Finally, DeConte Smith.
Amazing.
That'll do. Want to say hello to family? Anyone who's listening out there? Family, friends? Shout-outs to family? Wrap things up here a little bit?
Hi, Mom. Can you call me today?
Hopefully she calls you.
Yeah.
If not, then ouch.
It's okay. I'll probably end up calling her anyway.
Tough sledding. All right. That's the sophomore from Mapleton, ND, DeConte Smith. Thanks for doing this. Best of luck this weekend and the rest of the way.
Thank you.